And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show. For the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, for the town of Chino Valley, here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA Talk of the Town. We are here. We got a good show for you today. The long-awaited mayor of Chino Valley, Mr. Jack Miller. You're going to hear from him. We're going to hear his history, his goals, his plans right after these messages from our sponsors. So stick around.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Augie's. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Augie's will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annabelle. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Chicks. It looks like we've finally seen the light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. It's not over yet, but there are enough encouraging signs that we can look forward to a bright future in the not-too-distant future. Of all the things that portend this long-awaited renewal, baby chicks are high on the list. They have long given meaning to new life and start arriving at all five Olson stores in the beginning of March. For a schedule of chick arrivals by store, species, and breed, go to olsonsgrain.com. And by the way, we won't leave you hanging wondering where to get all the stuff to feed them, house them, and keep them warm and healthy. We have all that stuff, too. We even have a Facebook Live Flock Talk on February 18th, mark that down, at 6 p.m. with Rachel Lewis, our Purina Livestock Specialist. She'll cover how to give your flock a good start, and if you tune in and ask questions, she'll enter you into a drawing to win items for your babies. Let's look forward to the second coming of the Roaring Twenties and start them out right with baby chicks from Olson's. Good enough just isn't.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We gotta build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in to KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. This is Matt Santos for the town of Chino Valley. If you were listening for Lorette Brashear of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, well, she's not here. We gave her a much-needed day off. I take over these microphones once a month to talk things about the town. And what better way to find out what's going on with the town than to talk to Mr. Chino Valley himself, our mayor. Now, Mr. Jack Miller, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Long time wait. You have been scheduled to be here.
I ran out of reasons not to come.
Several times. Now, I'm no stranger to people not wanting to talk with me. That's
right.
Been the story of my life. People mm-hmm. I recognize people by the backs of their heads as they run away from me.
Yes.
But usually I get things like, I'm busy, something came up, I'm sorry I have to wash my hair.
Right.
You have gone to some extremes to not sit down and talk with me.
Yes, it's true. It's true. It wasn't me. It was... It's a vortex of society that was trying to keep me out of here so they didn't have to listen to me.
Let's go through. Okay, meetings. Okay, I see that. You're busy. That happened a couple of times.
Right.
You went and got in a car wreck so you wouldn't have to talk to me.
It's not like I went and got in it. I was there and it happened. It's more appropriate.
So a few months back, you were scheduled to come in here and you got in a little fender bender. Somebody hit your trailer? Is that what happened?
Yes, yeah. Sir. It merged over.
So you hauled the trailer... hoping somebody would hit you.
Yes.
So you had to extend your vehicle to add, and thankfully, no injuries. It looked like
very minor fender bender. It was just one of those things.
And then last month, we were going to start the new year off with a fresh start, with no resentment, no anger of your snubbing me for months. And then you went and did something to your foot. What happened?
Well, I had to have surgery on my foot. And then I wasn't going to get it done, but then I heard you were still here. So I thought, you know, I'll go ahead and get this done because it'll get me out of it.
In the middle of a worldwide pandemic, you opted to go into a hospital and have surgery done just so you wouldn't have to talk to me.
I hold no extremes on my side.
Bill Monroe, can we get this man a trophy for the best reasons today? Now, I don't know what happened this time, but you are here, and we are thankful for that.
You may not be by the time we're done.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that brings up our next point. Now, I have been talking with mayors of Chino Valley for a few years here, about 7-8 years now. Former Mayor Chris Marley was Your Highness is how he wished to be addressed. Our most recent mayor, Daryl Croft, was Your Honor.
Right.
We need to come up with the proper salutation for Mr. Mayor Jack Miller. So this is what I'm going to ask you listeners out there. Feel free to email me at informationofficer@chinoaz.net. Or, you know what? Let's see if we can get some today. You can text me. Don't call because I won't answer it, but you can text me at 928-237-7259 with what you feel we should address Mr. Jack Miller as for our, and now remember, radio. This is radio.
Right.
FCC says no foul language.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you have automatic censoring on your phone.
But let's see if we can get one or two before the end of this hour. Again, 928-237-7259 with what you feel I should address Mr. Miller as our brand new mayor. Now,
I always said Jack works.
Jack works. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll call you Jack for now until we get some better suggestions from our listeners. Now, you are our new mayor.
Yes.
You have taken over effective...
December 8th.
December 8th was when you were sworn in as our new mayor, but you are no stranger to not just those council chambers, but you are also no stranger to the community and this area, this part of the state. We're going to find out a little bit about your history. We're going to find out a little bit about your time as a council member and as our vice mayor. Let's go back. What was hometown for young Jack Miller growing up?
Levine, Arizona.
Levine, where is that?
That's in the southwest corner of Phoenix.
That's cow country, huh?
Yes, sir. It was back then. Grew a lot of hay. We had a farm. Cows grew some sweet Sudan grass hay and used to put it up.
What was Levine like growing up for you in the time you were?
Great town. We were driving, you know, farm trucks around age 12 on the highway, and you know the SO officers, that was just common practice.
Yeah,
they'd pass and just wave at you. If you didn't wave at them, they'd stop you and chew you out for not waving. But It was a great town. We, you know, on the farm all the time. Graduated from Levine Elementary School.
Yeah.
And then went to South Mountain High School, and then graduated there in 75. And that weekend I had come up here, and my dad had already been relocated up here. I wanted to stay down there and finish school. And I come up for the weekend, and he said, hey, you ought to run out to the plant. And the plant was U.S. Motors, which is where Ruger is now.
Yeah. What were they making at U.S. Motors?
Electrical motors.
For appliances and things?
Big electrical motors.
Oh, gotcha. The big old.
Like for mine ventilation motors, irrigation pump motors, you know.
Was that a big portion of their businesses, the mines here in Baghdad, down
no,
south?
No, they were worldwide. They had three or four plants across the United States. Yeah. So anyway, I worked there for 12 years, and then had a buddy that got on the volunteer fire department in Chino. Oh, I'm sorry, it was 75. I met my wife at U.S. Motors now, yeah. And then she in 80, and we got married in 81, and then moved to Chino in 82. Her grandmother had a house out there that was the old Bacon Dairy.
Uh-huh.
And we moved in. She passed on, the grandmother, and then we moved into that house. And then still working at U.S. Motors at the time, so now I'm a Chino Valleyan. Great town. There was one paved street running up and down the highway.
Yeah.
And then all the side streets were dirt and stop signs.
Contrary to popular opinion, we do have more than one paved street now, though.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We do. yeah, and...
Yeah. And we'll get into some of those roads questions later.
and then the only real traffic control at all was the double yellow flashing lights warning of the school crossing in front of what's now the high school.
Yeah, right there on Center Street.
And then and my wife was actually, her eighth grade class was part of writing the powers that be back in then. I don't know who it was, maybe the governor, I don't know, to get that in. So she's pretty proud of that
because
she
got to be part of that. Now you had told me a story once before. If you want to check it out, I think it's still on there when we were doing our prep for our 50th anniversary celebration that was planned to take place this past September, but then something came up, I forget what it was in the news, that kind of put some things off on a little postponement. But we had recorded some few interviews with some of the folks that were on that planning committee, including Mr. Miller here, that are still housed on our chinoaz.net website. But you had relayed a story about how you proposed to your wife. And we want to hear that. We want to hear some stories about how on earth you decided to get involved in town politics a few years ago by throwing your hat into the council ring. And we want to hear some history about what was then the Chino Valley Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department, that has turned into the Chino Valley Fire District that is now part of CAFMA, a much larger operation than what it was when you first donned the helmet and boots.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And we want to hear some more stories about what Chino Valley was like long before I was in the area and long before many of the residents knew about or moved into Chino Valley. But I want to start with that story of the proposal, which was an interesting story. We're going to get to that after these messages, but before we go, we want to remind you of one event that is coming up for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce on February 27th, just in a couple of weeks, a community garage sale that's going to be happening at 175 South Road 2 South, right there at the corner of Road 2 South and the highway. A community garage sale, February 27th, chinovalley.org is where you can find out information on that. And we will be right back with Mr. Mayor after these messages.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company with a bit of sorry news. PBC is currently faced with a temporary closure while we face a possible COVID-19 exposure. As happens with many businesses, especially restaurants, when the virus rears its ugly head, we take the safety of our employees and our guests very seriously. Out of an abundance of caution, we are closed until it's 100% safe to reopen. Please check Prescott Brewing Company's Facebook page to know the latest reopening news.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubrographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubrographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in and spending your afternoon with me, Matt Santos, and the Chino Valley Mayor, Mr. Jack Miller. We are still waiting to hear from anyone out there who has a great title. Again, we've gone through your Royal Highness, Your Honor, and now we don't know what to call Mr. Miller, our newest mayor here in Chino Valley. So give me a text, 928-237-7259, with your suggestions. I'm at a loss of what we, other than Jack or Mr. Miller.
I like Jack better?
Yeah, I do. We'll be right back with Mr. Miller in a minute. Wanted to remind you all, as always, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month is Council night, town council meeting, 6 p.m. Now, the meetings take place at 202 North Highway 89, right north of Center Street at Town Hall. But as you are fully aware with the coronavirus pandemic, we are taking measures to make sure not only our staff, but our citizens stay healthy, happy, and safe. So there are some alternative ways to view and participate in the meetings. We are not opening up the meetings for public seating, but you can watch the live stream on the town YouTube page as well as the town Facebook page. And you can also dial in or log in via the Zoom app, which is a digital virtual meetings. Now, there's a lot of different numbers and logins and things for you to participate in there. I'm not going to give them to you now because I don't want you to try and write them down as you're driving down the highway. But you can go to chinoaz.net And at the very bottom of the page is a link to the Agenda Center. And that's where you can find a quick link to view and participate via Zoom. You can also call in and listen to an audio only. Or, of course, you can watch it live stream at the town Facebook page and YouTube page. And the links for both of those are at chinoaz.net. So there is no shortage of ways you can see Mr. Miller on screen. Now, I'm going to talk to our IT director, manager, Spencer Guest. Maybe we can zoom right in and just fill the frame with Mr. Miller.
No? I don't think anybody wants
that. That's why they have me sit in the back, in the very back row. Sometimes they ask me to sit right there in the parking lot.
Right.
So I think that might be for the betterment. The beautification of the community is to keep me
like
off
that,
camera.
Like that old saying, if you want to beautify your town, leave.
Hey, wait a minute. Does that mean I'm fired, Bill? You guys hiring? Mr. Miller. Jack, we were talking before the break about your history, what brought you up here from Levine after your high school days, and then you met your beautiful wife. How did she become your wife? Now, I knew of one story, and then off mic you started telling me another that involved some very dangerous and high-powered machinery.
Dangerous and high-powered.
Tell me the one that I know. We want the listeners to know about this beautiful evening, and then we'll get into the dangers of high-powered hydraulic machinery.
Okay, we were coming back to Chino, and I was living in Prescott at the time, and we stopped there about where the power lines cross over the highway between the airport and Chino, and we were stopping, I was trying to get around to talking about marriage, and then we stopped, put the tailgate down, went and sat on the tailgate, and was drinking a soda, and it was about 11 midnight, somewhere around there. And cars back then, there weren't a lot of traffic at night on the highway. And there's probably five cars that went by, and four of them stopped to see if we were all right. And it was like, yeah, we're fine, go on ahead. So
life in small towns,
but it was a beautiful, starry night, and we just got to talk about stuff. So
now, when you said you were trying to figure out how to bring up the thought of marriage, was that, what was going through your mind? How old were you at the time? Early 20s?
Yeah,
23 years old?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
Trying to figure out how to pop the question. How did you pop the question?
You know, I don't know. It wasn't like an official, get on a knee.
You didn't take it? I was wondering if that's how you hurt your foot.
No.
No.
Well, that's for not listening. No, it was just a kind of more of a casual, we ought to get married. And like, okay.
And just came up in the years ago, I was figuring out how to ask my wife. We had kind of tossed it around, but hadn't made anything official. And I was at work getting ready to go do a presentation on a stage with about 100 people in the audience. And she was sitting next to me. And I didn't know, we were thinking about maybe afterward, maybe go getting a bite to eat, and I would do it while we were eating. And I knew I'd probably chicken out, so I just, on my way up to the stage, I pulled the ring out of my pocket. I said, here, hold this for me. And I walked up, and from the stage, I looked down and saw her staring at the ring and staring at me. I had no idea what she was going to say, if it was going to be a yes or a no.
Right.
Fortunately for me, she said yes. I still think 26 years later, she's maybe having second and third thoughts about it.
Right. But we're pretty fortunate. This spring will be our 40th.
40 years. Very nice. Well, congrats. What do you want? Can you share the date, or is that something you keep?
No, it's thanks.
I didn't think of it. See, you got to do like
May 22nd.
May 22nd. I put it. I have it etched in the inside of the ring.
Well, that makes sense.
So, did it wear off?
Uh-oh, you're in trouble now.
Uh-oh. I got it written down somewhere, though. April 8th, I know when it is.
Yeah.
40 years, that's nice. Give some advice. Now, spring's coming up. That is traditionally the time when love is in the air and wedding season, as we used to call it when I was shooting weddings on a regular basis. 40 years, I know you got some advice for young young couples just starting out their life, what can you give? For Bill's not married yet, or still. I don't know. Have you ever been married, Bill? No? There's a nod, Bill Monroe there. What advice can you give to couples that may be just starting out or maybe thinking about taking that plunge?
Communication. That's it.
You know, really?
Communication. You got to talk to people. Tell them how you're feeling.
I agree completely, but a good portion of communication is knowing when not to say a word.
That's right. But my wife tells me, never pass up a good opportunity to shut up.
I like that. I may have to get that put on a sweatshirt so I don't forget. I'll have to have Tom's print, maybe print it backwards so I could read it when I'm in the mirror. Now, there was another, what was the forklift? Where did the forklift come in?
We were working at U.S. Motors. I went out there. I went out to the plant, which was U.S. Motors, and I went out there on Monday morning. I graduated on Thursday night, come up for the weekend just to hang out and mess around town. And it was September, so it was nice and cool here, you know, being up out of the valley is so dang hot. And I got a job. They hired me that Monday. I went to work Monday night on swing shift.
Oh, wow. Immediate hire.
Yeah. So went to work and was working there. And then I saw Jerry, my wife. She walked by with picking up the time cards. And I'd follow her because she's got this beautiful head of hair. She still does.
Yeah, she does.
And curls it. And when she walks, she's got this real fast-paced walk and her hair bounces. I used to love to follow her and watch her hair bounce. So anyway.
So you were a stalker, I guess.
Nowadays that would be a stalker. So anyway, I never could figure out a way to meet her. So one day she walked by and I grabbed a forklift and I went over and she was over putting the time cards, picking them up or putting them in the slots or whatever. And I ran the forklift into the wall right next to her. Bam! Made this big noise. And
this show is not sanctioned by OSHA in any way.
And so I got off, and then I walked over, and I said, "Hi, I'm Jack." And she says, "Jack, you're a nut." And she turned around and walked off. That was a start.
She must have been impressed, because had she not been, your time card probably would have been torn up right then and there.
Yeah, I think so, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, how did you get involved with the then Chino Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
My buddy, we worked together at U.S. Motors. He got on, and he was sitting there talking about the fire stuff, going on calls at lunchroom. We sat together at lunch. He worked in a different department than me, but we were good friends. And his name was Gary Young, and he talked me into coming in and putting in an application. He said, "You know, we're talking about it." And I said, "Man, that sounds pretty cool." And he goes, "Yeah, you ought to come put in an app." Okay, so I did. And then I got on the volunteers. And then I got on the volunteers in February of 85. And then they went to test for full-time in July of 87. And so I tested for full-time and was selected to be one of the first four to get hired there, which was an awesome thing to do. And it's the greatest job you could ever have.
In what way? Expand on that a little bit.
Just awesome. I got to deliver 11 babies in my career, because Chino to Prescott to transport is a long transport. So, you know, you get to catch. I didn't deliver them. I just caught them. But get to do that. And just, it's a great job in the fact that you get to help your friends, and then it's also very trying when you have to go up to your friends and tell them their son is, you know, or daughter has passed, or your parents or your aunt or uncle, you know. And back then, everybody in Chino knew everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and with your fire department, you go to the schools, and we were doing pub ed, you know, and I got into that early on and really enjoyed doing that. But you get to know everybody in town.
Yeah. Now, that is a very unique aspect for a department in a town the size of Chino Valley, as opposed to the big metro areas, like you said. Mm-hmm. You can roll on to an incident, an event in a large city and not know anything about the people that you are assisting, that you're helping.
Right.
It's often said that when the public has an interaction with a first responder, police, fire, it's typically the worst day of their life in a lot of aspects. So when you're doing that, when you're coming up onto a scene and it's people you know or relatives of people you know, that is a big responsibility for those responders.
And I agree with you, it is. But also, it's a it's kind of comforting to somebody to see somebody you know walk in your door.
Yeah.
To try to, you know, to try to assist you and eat, take care of your issues.
So now they're not only knowing that you're there to help, but now it's a friend that's there to lend a helping hand.
And don't get me wrong, every call we went on, we didn't know everybody.
Yeah,
especially not later on in our careers, you know, because as the department grew and stations and people and employees and, you know, and the population grew, you know, it's easy to run on calls now. You know, when I retired in June 30th of 2010, so I've been retired almost 11 years. So, like I said, it's just the greatest job, most rewarding job you can have.
Yeah.
You know, really is. Really is.
And this area that we live in, I mean, it's like that. I remember growing up in a bigger city as a kid, and the firemen were the local heroes. We were about six houses down from the fire station. Mm-hmm. So we'd ride our bike over there and watch them when they were, they'd let us help them wash the trucks sometimes. That's where we got our bike licenses, was at the fire station where we grew up. But it was a fire station that was a converted house right in a suburb, in our neighborhood. But even more so, it seems here in our area, in this part of the state, in this part of the county of Yavapai County, the fire department, the fire services personnel are really, really well respected here, and that's good to see. And unfortunately, we've been neighbors to some tragedies, most recently with the Granite Mountain hotshots and things of that. But it is nice to be able to not just respect and interact with the fire crews, but also know them as our neighbors, as our coaches for Little League and community sports, and to have that relationship. It's very fortunate that we get to be in a community that feels that and that has that feeling. Now, as you mentioned, as the population has changed, people like me have moved in from other areas of the country and to the states to the left that shall not be mentioned. But we are turning into a big mixing pot in Chino Valley of people with various backgrounds, and serving those people, doing what's best for the community, is a challenge that town council and especially the mayor have to deal with on a daily basis. We want to get into some of those things as we come back from this next break. We want to find out how Mr. Miller decided to put his hat in the ring for town council a few years back. What are some of the surprises and changes that he's seen over his time? And more importantly, what he has planned as the big kahuna in Chino Valley. Mr. Mayor Jack Miller will be back with us after these messages.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burden, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for this Monday. I'm Lindsay Draper with a check of your state, local news, and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yesterday's Super Bowl gatherings aren't expected to cause a spike in the COVID-19 cases.
That's according to former state health director Will Humble, who says the state's death rate from the virus will remain high.
I don't expect to see a spike because of Super Bowl, but I think I expect we can see that the decline won't be as quick as it otherwise would have been. I think we're going to continue to see probably 1,000 deaths every 8 or 9 days for at least a couple more weeks.
In Yavapai County, there were 2 new deaths reported Friday to bring that total to almost 400. There are also 41 new cases to bring that total number to almost 17,000. There's been some progress made on tackling COVID-19 variants. Wilson explains AstraZeneca has run clinical trials on the Brazilian and South African variants.
There has been encouraging results in the Brazilian clinical trial of AstraZeneca, where they found that the vaccine is perfectly matched to the strain that's dominant down there in the southern hemisphere in Brazil.
Yavapai County Community Health Services is expected to receive 9,400 doses of the vaccine this week. This would allow point of distribution sites at Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, the old Sears building at the Prescott Yeway Mall, and the Verde Christian Church in Cottonwood to complete their appointments. For more information, visit the Community Health Services website at yavapai.us/CHS. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Calling for partly cloudy skies overnight tonight and some scattered clouds throughout the week with a chance of showers by Friday. Expect a low of 35 tonight with a high tomorrow 57. Wednesday, high of 56. 36 tonight for Cottonwood with a high tomorrow of 65. Wednesday, high of 63. That was a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
Make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Auggie's. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Auggie's will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annaboli. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Auggie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities with Mr. Mayor. I think that's what we're just going to have to call you, Mr. Mayor, I think. Jack Miller is in studio with us today. Thank you for making time to sit with us. And you listeners, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. We had mentioned before the break about the town council meeting tomorrow night. It is the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock. No in-person attendance for the general public, but there are many ways you can watch and participate through the meeting, through virtual meetings, through our Zoom app, as well as through the phone, or watch it live stream. Links and information for all that is at chinoaz.net, right there in the on the main page. Couple of things that are coming up on the meeting tomorrow, one of which is the recent state change for that affects both the medical and recreational marijuana. So please review the agenda on there, and many of your questions will be answered. Again, you can watch the live stream on our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. And not only is the stripped down 4-page agenda online for you to read and download if you wish, but also the full 93, I think, page packet, which has detailed information on everything. Now, that brings up an interesting question for our guest, our mayor, Mr. Jack Miller. With the changing dynamics of our population, not only the multi-generational families that have been here for decades and decades, but a lot of newbies like myself who have fallen in love with not just Arizona, but Yavapai County and Chino Valley in particular. We love our space. We love our dark skies. We love our elbow room. But the more of us that move here, the less of that there is, of course. That's just common sense. When more people move in, more things need to be added. Some of the thinking is that we hear a lot is, I am here now. Please stop moving in.
Close the gate.
Yeah, close the gate behind you. And then others who say, I want to move to the Wild West. I want to get away from it all. Then they get here and go, well, wait a minute. There's nothing here. Let's build a shopping center. Let's build this.
Yeah.
You probably ran into a lot of that with, I know I did, when I was working with local media covering the fire district.
Sure.
Where especially out in the surrounding areas, Paulden and in the unincorporated county that is adjacent to Chino Valley, where people would move in, myself included, and they go, oh, you're going to need a contract so the fire department will come out and fight the fire if your house catches on. A contract? What? I grew up down the street from a fire station. Didn't know that. So the thought of people getting away from it all is really getting away from it all sometimes.
Yes, it is.
Now, that is a challenge for town officials, town leadership, the mayor, the council. why on earth would somebody want to tackle that responsibility? What motivated you to want to be on town council?
Well, you know, I got out of the fire service, like I told you. I retired in June of 2010. And I'm sitting around the house, and I'm also a general contractor at the time, and I still am. I'm trying to wind that down because I'm just getting old and getting tired. But I was doing stuff. I really didn't feel that I was doing anything for the community. And then one day I was sitting at the house reading the Chino Review, and they had a thing in there, and it said something about that they were going to appoint council members because some people had quit.
We had some vacancies a few years back.
It was three total quit at different times.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I answered the ad and I put an application in, and then they called me and they had an interview, and I said, "Why do you want to do this?" And I said, "I don't know. I said, I'm just missing. I think I'm missing the community service, you know, just to be involved with the community." Well, they selected myself, and then within a week, myself and Susie Chuka were appointed to council. And so then, I think we had our seats for a year and a half, and then we had to run for our seats.
Yeah.
And I got reelected, and Susie had relocated from the town out into the county, and then, so she had to resign her seat, and we picked up Annie Perkins at the time on the council. And I come in, and when I first came in, it was Chris Marley, and the vice mayor was Daryl Croft, Mike Best, and myself, Corey Mendoza. Is that all of them? Who'd I forget?
I think Lon Turner.
Lon Turner, thank you, Lonnie. And, man, what a great group of people.
Yeah.
Got along good. Everybody respects everybody. Everybody listens to everybody's opinion. And if something goes awry and you want to pull something, there's no questions. You know.
And above all else, when I was covering for local media council meetings, they would run till 9, sometimes 10, sometimes later. If we hit 45 minutes, that means there's something big on the agenda. So between our former Mr. Mayor Daryl Croft and yourself, I think we're streamlining some things and getting some good projects done and getting some, not to say you're rushing through things. It's the fact that the council is working together and cooperating with each other.
Informed, you know.
Staying informed.
We do a study session once a month, usually the third Tuesday of the month, and that gives us an opportunity to preview stuff, so it's not surprised when it comes to
that. So taking over the helm now as mayor, we got a couple minutes here. We got about a minute and a half. What are some of the goals that you want to see as mayor?
You know, I think we got a brand new town manager, Cindy Blackmore. Really, really excited about.
Let's just commit her now. She's going to be here in March on these microphones. She doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. We got her on board. She comes from down in the valley, from a strong background in water.
In public works was where she was coming from.
Roads,
so
public works, water, good fit for our town.
She today hit her week anniversary,
right.
1 week.
1 week today. So anyway, she's excited to be here, and we're excited to have her. I've met with her 4, 5, 6 times, I don't know, and I'm excited.
So you'll meet with the town manager. It's just radio hosts,
Matt,
that
you. I told you, it was you. I don't know what you don't understand. but my hearing aid just died. Anyway, we got that. So we're looking the same problems that we've always had. It plays a tune when it dies in your. We have the same problems that we always have had with the town. The roads have got abandoned in 06 for the first economic downturn.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to catch up since. And so we got that in front of us. We got expansion of our water and sewer, and expansion of, you know, the sewer plant itself. There's lots out there, and Cindy's excited about addressing those facts and coming up with ideas that we can do that. You know, Chino was built backwards. Usually when you build a town, you go in and do all the water, electrical, and sewer first, and then build the roads, and then build the houses.
Well, yeah.
Chino was a farming community.
Yeah.
Subdivision here, subdivision there, you know, little subdivision over here, and then it, now we're playing backwards. You know, we're trying to get the water and sewer to things that already were, and it's expensive. It's very expensive.
And when we are a town that is funded almost exclusively by sales tax, it brings in the other aspect of economic development and how we can attract businesses. So businesses, people, infrastructure, all while trying to maintain the feel, the atmosphere, the thinking that attracted us all here in the first place.
Right.
Not an easy project, not an easy goal, but when you have a council, when you have a mayor, and when you have town leadership working and cooperating with each other, and above all else, hearing from the community, and addressing the needs of the community, it all plays a part in making sure we can continue to be Chino Valley that we all have come to know and love. We will be back in just a moment with some closing thoughts, and we want to welcome you and thank you for listening to KQ&A. We'll be right back after these messages.
In serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company with a bit of sorry news. PBC is currently faced with a temporary closure while we face a possible COVID-9 exposure. As happens with many businesses, especially restaurants, when the virus rears its ugly head, we take the safety of our employees and our guests very seriously. Out of an abundance of caution, we are closed until it's 100% safe to reopen. Please check Prescott Brewing Company's Facebook page to know the latest reopening news.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you're new to the area, there are probably a few things you're still figuring out. But hey, that's what we're here for. I want to make sure you know about Pure Solar and Electrical. These guys have been around for decades. They probably hooked up your favorite businesses or even your neighbors. They can set you up with whatever you're looking for. Whether it's electrical, generators, premium long-term battery storage, and of course solar, they've got it. Plus, Pure Solar and Electrical is an authorized dealer for the new and improved Quiet Cool Whole Home Fan. The Quiet Cool Fan system saves you money, improves your air quality, and it's energy efficient. If you haven't met them already, there's no better time. Go and see them in Prescott Valley and see a Quiet Cool Fan today. Give them a call to find out more at 445-7491 or check them out online at puresolaraz.com. That's puresolaraz.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hey, I'm not Lorette. That would have been a much better show. I want to thank you for listening and sticking around for KQ&A. Talk of the Quad Cities, I am Matt Santos. If you want to know what's going on through my head, social media, Instagram, and Twitter at @MSantos_photo, something like that.
I don't know. You should sell yourself different than that.
I probably should. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.
For sitting in and chatting with us. And as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. We will talk at you later.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.